Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Thank you to all the loyal listeners. And in celebration of 100,000 downloads, we have a huge giveaway. We're giving away an autographed copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, Second Chance. If you'd like to win an autographed copy of Robert's latest book, send an email to victor@victorjm.com and put 100,000 in the subject. We'll be holding the drawing on the last day of October, and the winner will be announced on November 1st. Send your email to victor@victorjm.com with 100,000 in the subject line. We are back. I've been talking with a number of investors who are interested in getting into real estate development. And today's episode is an advisory talk on what you may want to consider before jumping into the world of development. The first thing is that you should avoid development if at all possible. If you can get the equivalent product in the market by buying and repositioning an existing asset, then that's absolutely what you should do. An existing asset is the fastest and lowest risk path. In many cases, you can buy an existing asset below current replacement cost. However, in some markets, prices have risen so much that it's become difficult to find opportunities that make any financial sense. I'm thinking of markets like Dallas, for example, where multifamily apartment complexes come on the market. There's usually multiple offers, and the winning offer is at a price far above anything I would consider. So let's say you've ruled out buying an existing asset, and you're left with development as your only option. You have to find land at a really good price. In fact, it needs to be cheap enough that your total cost of the project should be 25 to 30% less than the cost of buying the equivalent product in the open market. Otherwise, there isn't enough profit potential to compensate you for the added risk and time involved in the development project. You've got to get a bargain, and you've got to create tremendous value in the development process in order for it to make sense. So you've settled on development, but you're new to development. Where do you start? The first thing you want to do is identify your core team. You want to bring experience into your team because no lender is going to lend you money on a development project if you've got no track record. You definitely want to bring someone into your team who has significant development experience. Now, your second choice is what kind of development are you going to undertake? My suggestion is you start with the simpler choice, and that is infill development. There's two types of development, infill and greenfield. Infill development is when you have an existing lot, usually within the boundary of the city, and the lot is fully serviced with all the utilities, all of the infrastructure, the roads are in place. All you need to do is redevelop that property. You might even have an existing structure on it, or it could even be vacant land. If there's a structure, you're probably going to demolish that structure, and you're going to build new on that existing lot. And one of the most effective strategies in infill development is to assemble several properties together into a single lot and use that assembled land to build something more significant than what was there originally. The first step in getting into development is to build by right. And what that means is you're building exactly what's permitted in the current zoning. When you change the zoning, you're taking the risk of your project concept not being approved. And the most significant delays in development projects really happen at the front end during the entitlement process. When you perform infill development by right, you're eliminating a number of risks. There's been an existing structure on the property before, you know there's a pretty good chance the soil has the soil stability to support a structure. You still need to do the geotechnical survey and get the structural profile of the underlying soil, but your risk is much, much lower. Utilities are in place. Again, you still need to check with the city and the utilities, make sure they're going to grant you the allocation of sewer, water, and electric capacity without requiring an upgrade to the infrastructure. But unless you're making a significant increase to the density in the area, chances are good that you will have the needed capacity of the utilities. Now, once you've completed your first few buildings using this method, working within the envelope of the existing zoning, you can then venture into the world of zoning variances. This is when you create additional value by getting higher density or getting a higher value use of the property by changing the zoning. Again, you want to bring in people into your team who have experience getting zoning applications approved by the community. It means learning how to interact with the zoning board, the community association who could either support or oppose your application, and city council who would ultimately have to approve the application. After you've developed expertise in that kind of development project, only then would I recommend you consider jumping into the world of greenfield development. In greenfield development, this is where you're starting with raw land that has no infrastructure and you have to build all of it. That means putting in the roads, the grading, the drainage, all of the utility infrastructure, all of that needs to be put in place when you're dealing with raw land. There's a whole lot more moving parts that need to come together perfectly for you to have a successful greenfield development. So if you're contemplating getting into development, you want to consider that three-step process. Start with infill, start building by right, then consider zoning, and then only then consider building from raw land and building the entire development project. As you're thinking about that, go have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.